Hi, I'm Johanna Ferreira, content director of Pop Sugar Juntos. Juntos is all about celebrating Latinx culture, pride, our many intersectional identities, and joy. Thanks to support from Prime, there's so much to get into over at Juntos this month. From conversations with the Latinx minds behind our favorite new movies and resurrected TV shows, to thoughtful celebrity commentary and exclusive interviews with some of the biggest Latin music artists today. And it doesn't stop there. Get more of the music, movies, and shopping you love on Prime. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more of whatever you're into, from streaming to shopping. And get all of our latest coverage at popsugar.com/juntos. Con amor, Johanna.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Charlie is furious at me right now because he's just discovered that the topic of our latest episode of Switched on Pop is One Direction. And he's looking at me with daggers across the table.
I find it interesting because, well, One Direction, I think I know exactly two things about them.
Which are?
There's a person named Harry Styles.
Correct.
And they recently lost a member.
Yes.
I actually know a third fact.
Okay.
They're probably one of the biggest pop bands of now.
Yes.
I have no idea who they are.
Yes. So this is Switched on Pop, where two almost 30-year-old men listen to tween boy bands and cast judgment on them.
You're listening to Switched on Pop. My name's Charlie Harding.
And I'm Nate Sloan.
And today,
there's a direction we're going.
Which direction?
One Direction. The story of my life, I give the love. I spend her love until she's broke inside. The story of my life. First, okay, before we even get into it, let's just talk about this name. What does it mean?
It's a fascist name.
Right. I mean, it's kind of a dangerous name because by committing yourself to One Direction, what if that direction is down?
Maybe it's why I don't want to like them, because they're commanding me to go in the One Direction.
It does beautifully condense down to two letters, or two characters rather, the number one and the letter D.
Ooh.
Which is pretty sublime. 1D. And just to give a little, very brief background to the group, they were, of course, started on a reality show, in this case, X Factor.
Is that right?
None other than Simon Cowell was the mastermind behind putting these five individual contestants together into a boy band.
Literally the man behind the manufactured machine.
Yes, he's still got it.
His show was just canceled.
Oh, well, he's got something. And just like that, they got a bunch of Swedish producers and as you do, and cranked out their first hit song that landed these five handsome young men on the covers of Tiger Beats all over the world. What makes you beautiful? You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough. Everyone else in the room can see it. Everyone else but you. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your
So I'm sitting with my arms crossed, and I'm quite confused.
I'm flipping my hair, but Charlie is not overwhelmed. He seems very underwhelmed. Charlie, you cannot lie that your face lit up when those drums came in before the chorus.
I would be lying to say anything but.
Tell me what you liked about that.
The drums go crazy.
Yeah.
It's like a One Direction fan going crazy before the chorus hits. The drums just totally lose it. They fall apart. What's going on?
It's a 13-year-old girl losing her mind.
Yes.
We've been in 4-4 time, and we've been dividing each of those beats by two. One and two and three and four and... But all of a sudden, right before we go into the chorus, these drums, seemingly out of another song, come in, and they divide the beat into three.
Ah.
Not two.
Okay. So they're going... This is them going crazy.
One E and two E and three E and four E and...
Wow.
Yeah. So they're... just momentarily putting a whole other metric division into the song. So, Charlie, come on, admit it. You like that.
No, the drums are amazing.
What I'd like to pose is starting from what perhaps we'll end up seeing as the nadir of their musical career. This band, our friends at 1D, actually get better. Or that's what I'm going to try and convince you. Let's fast forward.
Wait, hold on a second. Yeah. They have another song?
They do. They have four albums, Charlie.
Wow.
Yeah. And we're going to do a little sampling of each of them. And the rhythmic invention that we found in What Makes You Beautiful is now highlighted in the beginning of the single off this album, Live While We're Young.
So I want to ask you something.
Yeah, shoot.
I want to know how this is a progression, because what I hear is they've done a really good job of developing their own sonic palette. They have these super crunchy guitars with really powerful drums. Like someone is hitting the drums as hard as they can. Mm-hmm. And the very crisp auto-tune vocals. So I'm hearing a lot of the same. So how is this a progression?
Baby steps, Charlie. I'm not saying they're going from...
So we're going from tween to tweenager.
Yeah. The first thing I love about this song is what happens from the moment you press play.
Okay.
So let's start over.
Okay.
Simple question. Where's the one? Da-da-da-da-da-ba-ba.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like right up, it's right when it lands.
It's like most songs, it's the first note you hear is the downbeat.
Typical.
But then, let's keep listening.
Hey girl, I'm waiting on you. They flipped it on us.
They flipped it.
They Gloria Stefan'd the song.
Indeed, they turned the beat around. And I think that's pretty cool because this song is all about living while you're young.
Right.
And this opening is like a big F you to
authority.
Yeah.
Of established norms.
It's exactly.
Like, you think I'm this thing, but I'm actually another.
And that, I think that's pretty cool.
All right. I give you that.
Maybe the rest of the song isn't a great evolution from What Makes You Beautiful.
Okay. Baby steps.
But that's a cool little trick.
Oh, that's a neat trick.
And then we move to 2013, Midnight Memories.
Well, each album is building on itself, right?
Wait, it is. It's kind of its own meta-narrative.
What was the first one? Where have we gone? We've gone...
Up All Night.
Followed by...
Take Me Home.
Followed by...
Midnight Memories.
The night's getting better.
And then the last album is just called 4.
Oh, what a letdown.
Super letdown.
I feel like had they gone any further, it would no longer be PG, so they just had to go 4.
4 parentheses times.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Fox Creative.
This is advertiser content from 26.2 Team Milk and their new docuseries, Running Sucks.
Is running the worst?
Yeah.
Do you love it? Do you hate it?
I hate it so much. I hate it so freaking much.
That you're a real runner now!
I hate it.
I'm Abby Ayers, a 37-year-old mom from Utah who found herself running across the Manhattan Bridge in my first race ever.
Running Sucks celebrates women who run and the running communities that carry them across the finish line.
Running helped me in so many ways postpartum.
It really is about taking my power back and proving myself wrong.
For every person like you, I'm telling you, you belong, and I'm telling you, you can do it.
I never thought the words would leave my mouth, but yes, I'm planning on running a marathon. I can't even say it without laughing, because, like, who would have thought?
Watch Running Sucks at runningsucktheseries.com and learn more about how Team Milk is helping women runners across the country conquer their next course.
So Leave Me at Midnight Memories. What do we got?
Okay, fair enough. I'm going to start bringing out some big guns.
Okay.
We're going to You and I.
Ooh.
Okay, this I know you're going to appreciate.
Okay.
Let's check out the verse and chorus of You ampersand I.
I know how it goes from wrong and right, silence and sound. Did they ever hold each other tight? Like us, did they ever fight like us? You and I, we don't wanna be like them. We can make it till the end. Nothing can come between you and I.
Wow. All right, all right.
Yeah.
There was a moment there.
There's a moment. So what happens in the chorus?
Yeah, what was that? I felt like, okay, I'm just like slogging along. Here we got like some boring ballad. And then all of a sudden my eyes lit up.
Yeah. And I think like this is now One Direction really coming into their own. Because the verse, this boring slogging part that you're describing, is all about watching a relationship become old and predictable and dull and dying.
Oh, just like the music.
And then
you and I, we don't want to be like them. We can make it too.
But you and I are different, and right at that moment this crazy,
what happens?
Modulation.
Oh, it's a modulation.
From the key of G major to the key of F major. Which at once is very close,
right.
It's only a step away,
mm-hmm.
but is not where you would expect to modulate from the key of G. And it feels, it's very jarring
yeah.
to feel that. You're in a new place harmonically.
Totally new spot.
And there's a new story being written about you and I, Charlie. Not them, not the boring old people whose relationship is crumbling. You and I are starting a new relationship in a new key together.
I'm ready to go there with you.
What do you think? Are you convinced?
Wait, so I just want to get this straight. So
yeah.
The chords are changing or modulating from
yes.
one place to a very unexpected spot.
Yes.
The relationship is taking that same step. We've modulated the relationship. We've modulated the key. You're saying that they know what they're doing.
I'm saying they're starting to learn. They're starting to exhibit signs.
Well, okay, they're growing up. The boys are growing up.
And then we get to the most recent album, last year's 4. And I want to zero in on the song Night Changes.
Ooh. So maybe we're going to go PG-13.
They're definitely growing up, as we said, getting a little more mature, a little more adult. And in fact, what I'd like to propose is that Night Changes is one of the most boldly experimental pop songs that we've seen on the charts in many years.
Going out tonight changes into something red. Her mother doesn't like that kind of dress. Everything she never had, she's showing off. We're only getting older, baby. And I've been thinking about it lately. Does it ever drive you crazy? Just how fast the night changes. Everything that you've ever dreamed of disappearing when you wake up. But there's nothing to be afraid of. Even when the night changes, it will never change me and you.
Did you detect what I found to be so bold?
One of them had a raspy voice.
This song doesn't have a single exact rhyme in it.
Oh.
There's not one moment where one word rhymes perfectly with another word.
Huh.
There are many slant rhymes, such as red and dress, lately and crazy, head and cigarette, and that's basically it. And so none of those are exact rhymes. They're all slant rhymes, some of which are not very close even.
So you think this is intentional?
Yeah, I do. I think this is a decision. And then the chorus ends on a vowel, ooh, me and you, that doesn't connect to any other ooh in the chorus. It comes out of nowhere.
What does this mean for the whole song?
Because I can tell you're still skeptical.
Yeah.
I think it's a bold thing to do in general in a pop song.
Absolutely.
And I think in this song, which is about getting older and things changing and there not being as much certainty, the lyrics match that sense of we're directionless. I don't know where this is headed. Things aren't the same. You can't lock into even a clear rhyming structure here.
All right, I dig that. I actually don't even think that you're reaching too far. That makes a lot of sense. That it would be totally inappropriate for them to rhyme baby with maybe,
right?
Because it would lock the words in, seal the relationship. It's leaving it open and uncertain.
Glad you're moved by my argument, but in case you weren't, I brought some extra ammunition, which I might as well deploy now because I know you are a sucker for a harmonic modulation up a whole step at the end of a song. And baby, let's hear these night changes.
Even when the night changes, you'll never change me and you.
You know that I'm a sucker for a last minute modulation up a whole step. I thought it was really artful. I thought that doing it over the ooh was kind of ominous. And it was beautiful.
Yeah, totally. Not at the beginning of the chorus, but actually at the end of the chorus. Kind of.
Oh, you're right. That's surprising. Very atypical. It's usually the last chorus you go up and you're like, oh my gosh, it's all elevated. Yeah. And here it actually, it continues to state that uncertainty. That uncertainty is still there. I was also impressed.
It's okay. You can say it. It's a safe space.
Dare I say, after that last chorus, they actually just let go of all the music and carried it with their voice.
Yeah.
Little auto-tune, if any. It was a nice voice.
Voice can sing.
Changes. It will never change, baby. It will never change, baby. It will never change me and you.
I will admit that I have moved my position a few steps. My arms are no longer crossed.
Akimbo. But you wouldn't call yourself a, what do they call, what do their fans call themselves?
Directionless. That's not fair.
That's Charlie.
That's really not fair. I want to not like them because they're a manufactured pop band. But you can't carry a career on one hit. You have to evolve.
No, I think you make a good point. You know, there's plenty of boy bands out there full of five good-looking young men who would seemingly be equally able to capture the public's imagination.
Right. There's no magic in that.
The magic is in the music, and it needs to be good, and it needs to be evolving, as you said, and it needs to resonate with people. Otherwise, you're like that. What was the Wanted was the other boy band.
Oh, really?
The other British boy band that were competing with them, and they kind of fell by the wayside. You can't suspend on me, spend on me. You hit me like the sky. Of course, the adulation and obsession over young men who can sing well is nothing new.
Not at all. Does it go deeper? Can we go any further?
I think we can.
What do you got?
What I got is the boys' choir of the Sistine Chapel from roughly the 16th century all the way through the 19th century. And these boys were very special.
How so?
Do you sometimes wish that Harry Styles never grew up, that his voice just would stay pure and angelic and youthful for his whole life?
Oh, no.
There's a way. There were these choirs at the Sistine Chapel, and including many of the opera stars of later centuries, were, in fact, castrati.
Don't tell me.
Yes.
It isn't so.
It was. It was very prevalent during this time.
And did they hold the same level of stardom?
They were superstars. They were, in fact, the first superstars in music. They were fawned over by women. They were held up as icons of sexuality, even though they did a lot of cross-dressing because they would play the soprano roles in many popular operas of the time. You know who else does a lot of cross-dressing? One Direction.
Really?
But anyway.
Was this true?
Yeah, in the video for Best Song Ever, a few of them are dressed up as secretaries. So the castrati, this is more in the operas, were devos. I mean, they were strewn with gifts, and their pictures were published in the early, you know, the early version of 17, or what, the 17th century version.
So what I'm taking away is that there's always going to be boy bands, and we expect them to stay eternally youthful, but we also want them to grow and evolve, just keep their voices really fresh and young.
Yeah, it's a lot of demands we have. So I've gotten Charlie to reluctantly admit that there's something of merit in these One Direction hits.
Very reluctantly. I've taken a few steps forward. Yeah, definitely.
Now we want to kick it out to Radioland. What about you? Are you a One Direction fan? Let's hear what you think.
Yeah, so if you'd like, tweet at us at SwitchedOnPop. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please go check out more episodes at the iTunes Store, Apple Podcast app, or on SoundCloud. You can also find us at www.switchedonpop.com.
Charlie Harding is our lead engineer, technical master, and crafter-in-chief.
Nate Sloan is our writer, producer, and executive mensch.
Luke Harris redesigned our logo. You can see more of his work at
lukeharris.com.
Thanks for listening. Light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your head gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know, you don't know you're beautiful.
Why do you run? Why does anyone?
I always thought that runners loved running, and that's not the case. Most runners hate running, but they choose to do it.
In the new docuseries, Running Sucks, brought to you by Team Milk, Abby Ayers learns why women runners everywhere are driven to go the distance.
It really is about taking my power back and proving myself wrong.
Team Milk is about fueling women's performance and helping them along their marathon journeys. You can sign up now for the inaugural Every Woman's Marathon taking place in Savannah, Georgia on November 16th, 2024. Learn more and register at everywomansmarathon.com.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast-closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.